Hi, my name is Eden.
My name is Owen.
And my name is Annie. And today we are hoping to get a better idea of what it is like to move to Ottawa from Latin America. So we sat down with Alicia, who's been living in Ottawa since 2016 and in Canada since 2011. Originally from Argentina, Alicia has played an instrumental role in building the Argentinian community here in Ottawa and bringing together many different families and individuals to connect and celebrate their shared culture.
My first question to you is, you mentioned that you're from Argentina. Can you delve into that a little bit? Which part of Argentina are you from?
Well, I am from the north of Argentina. It's called Tucumán. That's a small country. It's a small province that is basically in a valley. It has like mountains, and during the wintertime we have snow. But in the city, it is no snow at all. It is very dry. Basically a small province.
It's in the north.
In the north.
Cool. You also mentioned that you came to Canada in 2011 in Winnipeg.
That's right. Yeah.
What brought you to Ottawa 5 years later?
My husband's work. He's a computer engineer. He got a good offer from a company here in Ottawa, and we decided to move at that time. Yeah.
Very nice.
You're here since 2011.
Yeah. You said it was because of your husband jobs.
Do you have any other family here? Are you here with your husband at Ottawa or?
Basically, we don't have an extended family here. We are just my husband and my two kids. They are Canadians. Yeah. However, the good thing about being Argentinian is that we are very tight. We have a very close community. When we came to Winnipeg, 2011, AMA, that is AMA, that is Association from Argentina, is like give us support. Basically, we came to Winnipeg to explore. That's true, too. We like Winnipeg, believe it or not. We love Winnipeg. We love the people. And we feel really welcomed in Canada. And after that, of course, it's opportunity. And my husband decided it was a good opportunity. He asked me, I say, okay, you know what? Yes, we can move to Ottawa. Why not?
And do you see often your extended family that are still in Argentina? Or do they come see you? How does it work?
Yeah. We go to Argentina. We went to Argentina 2 times. Yeah. But usually I like my family to come in here to visit, especially my mom. We have small families. I have only my mom, my sister, and they came to visit 2 years ago. But the idea was trying to bring in here, basically just to bring it in here. But of course, with older people, it's like difficult to adjust what the weather, the language, and well, she's coming back and forth. That's it.
My next question to you is, do you live in a Latin community or neighborhood in Ottawa that speak either Spanish or Portuguese and celebrate occasions that are
no. We live in mostly English, I guess, community. We live in Canada.
Yeah.
And basically, no. One thing is we are happy or we are proud we are Argentinians, but at the same time, we live in Canada. We blend in with the community. We go for Sugar Bush, Halloween, I don't know, Thanksgiving. That's maybe celebrations we don't have in Argentina or gatherings. And that is basically important for us. We blend it into the community. No, we have few. Actually, I don't know any neighbor that speaks Spanish first. However, I created, because of the situation that I like to be with other Argentinians and help others. When I came here, I discovered that there was no association, Argentinian association, or gatherings from Argentinians. And during the pandemic, I created the Argentinian community here. Oh, we are right now like 200 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. It is
That's a
huge
lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
And yes, we gather together. We are known for our barbecues. We gather together for Father's Day, Mother's Day. We got that. We have Children's Day as well. The idea is we are here alone as a family, but we have the extended family, quotations, that is going to be friends, and because my kids don't have cousins or aunts, or, and it's better having, you know, like a community that speak the same language. And, well, that's it.
Since we spoke about celebration that differs from Argentina, what celebration are the most important to you?
We think, aside from soccer, I think it's going to be Father's Day, Mother's Day, Children's Day, and the end of the year celebrations, like with the gather together. But especially, no. Usually we gather together and talk a lot.
Just need to gather.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And you also said that you blend in very much in the Canadian society, but is there a typical day in your community when you're gather with the association, or?
No, really. It is because, again, the idea is having connection between the other families that are alone here. We gather, for example, Argentina has the immigration influence from Italy or Spain, Spaniard. And we gather to have pasta, for example. Different kind of pasta, all kind of pasta, or pizza, our pizza. And kind of thing like that. But special celebration, no, we don't do that. However, if it is soccer, maybe we can gather together. We go to Little Italy, that we have a small place there. We can gather. And yeah, but no, especially no. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, so you don't have any way to celebrate like your heritage or
no.
Like soccer, and that's about it?
No, we don't.
So the way you talk about your heritage from Argentina is by talking about it, saying I'm Argentinian, and
absolutely.
Just gathering together and create an association and spread the good words about Argentina.
Basically. Okay. For now, it's not an association. It's just a group of people that gather together. The idea is having an association, like a formal gathering. But for now, it's just a group of people that gather together just to share our values, our, you know, food and something like that.
I guess that's actually a great segue, because I was going to ask you, what are some values that you hold most dear to you as a member of the Latin American community or Argentinian community?
I think it is hard work. We are very flexible. Is, for example, gathering with other Canadians that are, you know, like we are living here. But again, trying to be flexible. We can show you our culture, but doesn't mean that I'm trying to change it anyway. And again, I'm living in here. I like having, you know, sugar bush and going and beaver tails and everything else. I'm maybe hockey. But yeah, that's basically. We have.
Okay. What would you like to share about yourself or your community that you think is important for people to know?
Well, for me, it's really important that Argentina, geographically, is in South America, but we are isolated from other countries. The way that we are isolated is we have the mountains. We have the higher mountains in all America. Mm-hmm. And then we have deserts and they have the jungle. That means that we are separate from Brazil or other countries because of the geographic limits. And that's why we are kind of having our own, not just culture, but food. We don't have the resources, for example, from tropical fruits. Our fruits are different. Why? Because we don't have that like climate. We have snow. We have ski resorts. And we gather together because we live like on a small island, we can say. And our even our language, Spanish, is Argentinian Spanish. If I talk with other people that speak Spanish, they know that I'm from Argentina. The pronunciation is distinctive, we can say.
So I guess you'd say that, like, the most important thing for people to know is that you're Argentinian first.
Yes, absolutely. Because, of course, they try to gather in general, all together, say, oh, yeah, spicy food. No, we don't eat spicy. Here in Canada, you eat spicier. They say, no, it's mild. No, it is not mild. It is really spicy, and sometimes I cry because it's, like, spicy. In Argentina, it's salt and pepper, and be careful with the pepper because, oh, come on, yeah.
I totally agree. What foods do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase your groceries to prepare your traditional meals?
We have barbecue, that is basically meat. The cuts, like, you know, like you have different variation of meat. It's different from country to country and from province to province in Argentina as well. Usually bought meat from Montreal. Otherwise, we have, it's called croissant, Argentinian croissant. Yeah, it's like cabrioche and pastry, but it's really kind of sweet, but it's Argentinian. We have, we have only one person who does it in here that is in our community, but no, it's not common.
And where do you go to? So you said you buy your meat from Montreal, but is there anywhere in Ottawa that you go specifically to buy
food? No, no. If you want to do like the real one, like the same way we do it, no, no, really. But the meat in here is really, it's really good. It's really good. I don't know. I like it.
Nice. My next question would be: how likely would you and your family be to use the website that we're creating, Omeka, for uploading your stories and? How would you use it? How would you interact with it?
That is interesting because I like genealogy. And the point is, just for fun, I was using one of the websites that is available, it's free. And I couldn't get to my great-grandparents because it was during the war in Europe and when they immigrated to Argentina. Well, you know, we don't know exactly. However, with my husband, it was easier. And I could gather all the information, like getting back in time and get, you know, the certificates and everything else. And because of that, at that time, we get the citizenship from Italy as well. And it's amazing, the thing you can do. But it's going to be nice, not just having the certificates, but actually how they live. They were happy, not happy. They miss their families. Because usually at that time, when you emigrate somewhere, maybe you never go back or you never know about your family, your parents, your, you know, your friends, what's happening with them. And it's interesting. Going back in time, maybe my descendants, we're going to see, oh, look at that. Look at the grandma. Something like that. I think it's going to be a nice resource for the future generations, yes.
Absolutely. And that's kind of our whole idea of this website. For people to look back and reflect and you know, try to meet other people as well. And
better, better understand the experience of moving to Ottawa from mm-hmm. places in Latin America, Argentina included.
Great. Thank you.
So then our last question was, did you have any other comments or concerns or anything that you wanted to bring up that maybe we didn't touch on? Or
no, I think it's, I'm curious to know the other stories because, as I said, well, I am really proud that I'm from Argentina, moved to Canada, everything else. I'm also interested in other perspectives. My experience was good. I interacted well when I was in Winnipeg. I created a Spanish conversation group, and we do, like, back and forth English-Spanish. They learn the pronunciation of the Argentina, from Argentina, and I have a good experience. I didn't have any problem said I miss my country or no, I feel home. Actually, if you ask me, I miss Winnipeg. It's like my hometown because they welcome me really well. And even during the pandemic, I started learning French as well. And they helped me with my French. I passed the test.
Good job.
Merci beaucoup. But again, it is, I'm interested in those stories that maybe they are not as good as mine. I have the opportunity to learn and to study in here as well. And I'm happy. Everyone is happy in my family. But no, always is the same story.
Yeah, well, I think that once we have all the other interviews uploaded, you can definitely go take a look and hear some of the other ones that will be there.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I just had one more question.
Sure.
If that's okay. Do you still go back and forth to Winnipeg and visit some of your friends? And
no, but we are in touch because during the pandemic was a time that you can connect via Zoom, right. And we did it. And it was good because, again, once one of my friends came in to Ottawa and I was able to go and show Ottawa as a, you know, like, I'm living here. I can show you everything. And it was nice. It was really nice because it is, the main thing is giving back. I got too many things, not just for the city or everything else, is from people that I'm really grateful. And I think that's why I'm happy with Winnipeg. I'm happy with Ottawa and I'm happy here.
I think I'll add one more question.
Sure.
What do you like the most in Ottawa or just in Canada?
One thing that I loved is about the mountains. That you have a lot of mountains around Canada. When I was younger, I used to go to the mountains, spend time camping. And here you have those things too. You can go camping and spend the time, you know, like in parks. I love that in the wild part. The other thing, I love the architectural part. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yes. And you go, and last week that was March break. Mm-hmm. We were tourists in here. And we got with the kids. We were to the museum, the Nature Museum. And we tried to discover things that you take it for granted. You're from Ottawa. Maybe you don't go and see the different part of Ottawa as a newcomer or a new person in here. And that's what I love about here. I learned how to skate a little bit as well.
Oh. Rideau Canal.
I didn't went yet because of my kids. Mm. I know that it is. But we tried to discover again Canada and Ottawa of those small things, seeing with a new eyes.
That's really nice.
Were you here during the World Cup as well?
Course. We gathered together. Nice. We were a lot. We were to the Parliament building, I remember, with our flags.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yes, of course. We gathered together even now. Like, there are, like, more games, and we gathered together as well.
Thank you so much for coming here to chat with us and to tell us a little bit more about your experience living in Ottawa and in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.